This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
When you get prayed for in Jesus' name, he right there. Jesus straightened her leg out. Yes. He did it. What you were diagnosed with? Cerebral palsy. And your leg was crooked. And you woke up 2 or 3 weeks ago and the leg was straight. Now he ain't finished with her. There she go. Somebody ought to run with her. Well, y'all, I run with her. Shucks. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll run with you. Yes. Glory. I'm telling you, quickest way to get yours is get in when somebody getting nails. When you see somebody run, you better get out of that seat. 1 John 3:8. The Amplified Bible says, and listen to this now, because this got two parts to it. But he who commits sin, who practices evil doing, is of the devil, takes his character from the evil one. Are you practicing sin? Well, the devil has sinned, violated the divine law from the beginning. The reason the Son of God was made manifest and visible was to undo, to destroy, to loosen, and to dissolve the works that the devil has done. Listen to that. The NRSV says, everyone who commits sin or practices sin is a child of the devil. But Jesus came to undo that work. So you may be a child of God, but Jesus came to put an end to people being the devil's children. Amen. Give them eternal life, give them a hope and a future and a destiny. He can undo it. He can break the power of sin in your life. He can break any sickness off you. He can break death off of you where the devil got you destined to die. I'm going to tell you, Jesus can step in and say, live, speak one word over you. And death will disintegrate. Will be destroyed, broken to pieces, shattered beyond repair. He'll break all his weapons up where he can't put them back together again. Luke 4:18, the Amplified Bible, says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me, the anointed one, the Messiah, to preach the good news, the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to announce release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to send forth as delivered those who are oppressed, who are downtrodden, bruised, crushed, and broken down by calamity. He wants to send you out of this place today as one that's been delivered. He wants you to leave this place today not caring, not having in you what you had when you came in here. Can he do it? Absolutely. Will he do it? Absolutely. Who will he do it for? Glory to God. That's the right answer. Who you doing for?
Me.
That's right. You leave it. You're going to leave here released from any bondage of captivity. Hallelujah. glory to God, to proclaim the accepted and acceptable year of the Lord, the day when salvation and the free favors of God profusely abound. The King James says, to announce the day of vengeance. You know what that is? When God takes vengeance upon his enemies. That's operating in your life. He said, I'm here to exact vengeance. I'm here to get you back. He said, vengeance is mine. I'm going to repay. And when the devil gets paid for what he's done, for the trouble he's caused in your life, I'm going to tell you, you're the benefactor. You're the one that received all the blessing from it. And the devil gets shattered, busted up. You see, we come to bust him up today, to bust him down, to break him off. You ready? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at Isaiah 61, because this is scripture Jesus quoting. Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3. Now, Jesus quoted the first two verses, but the Holy Ghost told me to get down into verse 3. Listen to what the Amplified says, and I'm reading from the Amplified because it just makes it crystal clear. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed and qualified me to preach the gospel of good tidings to the meek, the poor, and the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up and to heal the brokenhearted. To bind up means the things that have fallen apart in your life. Pieces that have fallen on the floor, scattered all around. Jesus said, I'm here to bind them up. I'm here to put them back together. I'm here to restore and make it whole again. So this healing is not just physical. He said those that are brokenhearted, that means on the inside they've had a wreck. The devil don't just mess with you physically. He wanna hurt you from the deepest part of you. And God said, I'll go to work right there in the deepest part of you where the devil been tampering around with you, messing with you, harassing you, oppressing you. He said, I can heal it. No matter what kind of hurt you had, a hurt of betrayal, hurt of being lied on, abused, those deepest hurts. See, when the devil got somebody to hurt Jesus, he moved in Judas's life, and what did Judas do? He betrayed. He was disloyal. That's one of the deepest hurts. See, the devil knew what he was doing. He got his best weapon. I'm going to betray him. Because God is all about faithfulness and loyalty. God is about, if he in your corner, he in your corner. If he for you, he for you. You know, he no shifting in him. If he love you, he love you. If he loves you, he loves you. See, ain't no in between with him. If he love you, he love you. Betrayal, deepest hurt, when a friend turn on you. Somebody you put trust in hurt you. Jesus said, I can heal the betrayal hurt. I can heal it. All you got to do is open your heart to him and say, Lord, here's my hurt. Hey, take care of it. He'll keep you from getting hurt again. Not only does he heal the hurt, but he can keep you from getting hurt again. I know from personal experience how God put a shield around my heart. Yes. And a weapon, not talking about the person that was involved in it. I'm talking about the weapon that was formed against me. My enemy is not people I live with. It's the devil who's out to destroy your life. So I knew that the weapon had been formed to crush me on the inside. That's what he wanted to do, crush me. And I prayed a prayer. I said, Jesus, please. I begged. I beseech thee. I implore thee. I begged. I offered an earnest request. Please. Don't let me be hurt again. And boy, I was praying, oh God, please protect my heart, Jesus. Please, Jesus. I can't live through that again, Jesus. Please. Don't let it happen. And guess what? It went down just like I saw. The weapon had been formed. And the weapon was launched. But the weapon didn't prosper. Amen. Because God put a shield between me and the weapon. I saw like a shield, like glass, like I was put in a capsule all the way around me. and I saw the arrow come, and I saw it hit the glass. It's invisible to the natural eye. But I saw it, bam, hit the glass and fall on the floor. And I said, I'm still intact. I ain't hurt. I ain't hurt. Glory. Glory, you really do love me. Oh, you talking about showing me he loved me. Lord, you didn't want me to be hurt. Lord, I didn't know you was like this. I didn't know you was this good. Walked out of there without a scratch. God did that. You might need to pray for somebody going through something like that. You can pray and God, ask God, Lord, don't let them be hurt by that situation. You can see it. Lord, don't let them be hurt. He'll put a shield around them because you prayed for them. He heals the brokenhearted, but he also keeps your heart sound. He protects you. He's a shield about us. Ain't the scripture say it? You know, I was wondering if I had lost my mind a little bit because I saw this. I had this little vision. I was wondering about it. And I started reading one day, and not long after that happened, where I was reading Walking in the Realm of the Miraculous. And Brother Copeland described the shield of faith, like a capsule being around a person. And I said, Lord, you confirm everything. That's walking in the realm, ain't it? That's where miracles take place, where the devil form weapons against you, and Jesus step in and say, I'm gonna break this weapon. I ain't gonna let it happen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isaiah 61. He sent me to bind up and heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captives, and the opening of the prison and of the eyes to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of his favor, and the day of vengeance of our God. He said, this is a day of vengeance. I'm going to repay him for the evil that he's done. And you're the benefactor. You're the one that get the blessing. Because the bondage is gone from you. But the devil is hurt real bad. Oh, it hurts him to lose, you know, because he's a creature of pride. Look at verse, the last part of that verse. To comfort all who mourn. This is the blessing. To comfort all who mourn. To grant consolation and joy to those who mourn in Zion, to give them an ornament, a garland of diadem of beauty instead of ashes. The oil of joy instead of mourning, the garment expressive of praise instead of a heavy burden and failing spirit, a spirit of heaviness. He give you joy to combat heaviness. If you came in here with a heavy spirit, that thing gone already. I tell you, it's gone. Listen, you ain't got to wait on the altar call. That anointing in here done drove out the heavy spirit. Anybody here came in here heavy?
Yeah.
Raise your hand. Are you still heavy?
No.
See, that's the evidence of God's presence. Because devils don't just leave. They have to be forced out. So there's an anointing already done forced out some stuff. That spirit of heaven is gone. Now, he wants to give you beauty for ashes. Bring him your ashes, and I'm going to tell you, he's going to exchange it. There's a turnaround. See, all this is a turnaround. I'm mourning. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to make it. And then comfort come. I'm going to make it. It's going to be all right.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you came in here mourning over something.
Yeah.
Anybody? A few people? Are your mourning gone yet? You ain't got to cry over that. That they may be called trees or oaks of righteousness. See, he don't call you a little bitty tree. An oak tree. Man, an oak tree, he's got a majestic look to it, don't he? You get one of them old oak trees? Man, they are similar. They're strong. They have big branches. They have trunks that you can't reach your arm around. God said, I'll make you an oak tree. In righteousness means you got a strong root system. Listen to this here. That they may be called oaks of righteousness, lofty, strong, and magnificent, distinguished for uprightness, justice, and right standing with God, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. God make you a magnificent beauty. Now look at Matthew 8:16 and 17. The centurion and got his servant healed. So then they go to Peter's house, and Peter's mother-in-law has got a fever. And Jesus walks in, puts his hand on her, and the fever ran out the house. Not even a fever. You just say, well, I just got a little something bothering me. No, it don't matter how big or small it is. If it's anything of the devil, he's against it. I don't care how little it is. Say, well, she just had a fever. Jesus said, fever can't stay here. I'm here now. Put his hands on her, and the fever left. Now, if you got any sickness in your body, put your hand where it is if you can. Put your hand there and just say, Lord, I receive healing. I receive it. I receive it right now. Glory to God. I receive your healing power. I receive deliverance, Lord, from any infirmity right now. I take it now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Matthew 8:17 says this here. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, under the devil's power, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed, restored to health all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities in order to carry them away and bear our sickness. This is what Jesus did. He took your infirmity in order to take it away from you, and then he bore your sickness. Now, this is prophetic of what happened on the cross. He pulled all your sickness from you to him so he could bear it, so he could pay the price for it, so you could have freedom, so you could receive healing when you needed it. Can't you get forgiveness anytime you need it? Yes. What you have to do to get forgiven? Yes. You just got to ask for it, right? You just say, Lord, forgive me. Yes. I'm so sorry I did that. And forgiveness is given when? Yes. Right there at the moment. So can't you do the same thing with healing? Yes. Can't you ask for it? Yes. And just receive it? Yes. And know that it's working in you? Yes. What's the difference? Ain't no difference. One of your benefits, he forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. Now, Luke 13:10-13. I'm so glad Wilma sung that song about the sovereign God. This last scripture that I have to do with his sovereignty. In Luke chapter 13, verse number 10, I'm going to read out and amplify it again. It says, now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. Was God there?
Yeah.
Yeah, God was there. Was the Holy Ghost there?
Yeah.
Was the power there? Yeah, absolutely. Let me ask you something here. Is God here?
Yes.
Yeah. Is the Holy Ghost here?
Yes.
Is his power present in this room?
Yes,
it is. He's here. Hallelujah. And there was a woman there who for 18 years had an infirmity caused by a spirit, a demon of sickness. She was bent completely forward and utterly unable to straighten herself up or to look upward. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, you are released or loose from your infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and instantly she was made straight, and she recognized and thanked and praised God. Now, this woman didn't approach Jesus for healing, did she? He just saw her. He's got that anointing on him. He's teaching. Right in the middle of while he's teaching, he looks out and he sees a woman that came in like this. She bent over. The Bible says she couldn't even look up. So she for 18 years looking at the ground. So it don't matter how long you've had a problem. I don't care if it's been there 18 years. I don't care if it's been that 12. I don't care if it's been that 6. I don't care if it's been that 6 months. I don't care how long it's been there. When Jesus give you a word of release, it's got to go. And he's releasing people today. He released you today from whatever infirmity that's on you, from whatever oppression that's got you pushed down and weighted down. I'm going to tell you, it's got to go today. That was a sovereign move. Jesus just looked at her and said, woman. And he done heard God speak to him. Say this, Jesus. Woman, you're loose from your infirmity. And then he went to her, put his hands on her. And immediately, that spirit that had her, had held her in captivity for 18 years, no doubt he thought he owned her. Oh, I got her. I've been here 18 years. Pride. I got her 18 years. I've been here. Day that woman got over, she probably been over to pick up something and couldn't get up. Just stuck. I don't know, I got stuck. Been the you know she been to doctors? Trying to figure out, don't nobody know what's wrong with her because it's the devil. And we don't know how the devil came, it don't even matter. Don't even matter what kind of door was open. Jesus just want people free. And once you get free, then you make a commitment to serve him. So you don't get free and then go back in the devil's territory. Because all he got waiting on you again is another lock. See, people, I don't want Jesus to heal me, but I ain't ready to get rid of my stuff. Well, you let him set you free, and then you walk right back in the devil's camp. Just go right back into his fort. People wonder why their healing don't last. Because sometimes people get healed, and then they don't consecrate themselves to, out of real thanksgiving. See, this lady, praise God. She thanked God. No doubt she believed in Jesus. She was so grateful that she could finally stand up straight and look and observe the sun. See the stars at night without laying on her back. The Lord's going to speak a word of release over you today. And whatever infirmity is on you, I'm going to tell you, it's got to go. It can't stay, because I tell you, God ordained this meeting this morning. And the Holy Ghost is here. The power is here. The anointing is here. Jesus is here. God the Father's watch it. Angels have assembled. Any stubborn devil's got to go. I bind the stubborn devil right now. I bind stubborn sickness. Get out of God's people. Loose your hold on God's people. Go from them in Jesus' name. I command all spirits of infirmity, loose God's people. I'm free, glory to God. Now, this is what I've been instructed to do. I might do a different next service, I don't know. Wilma, you come sing that song again. Sovereign God. Now, we're going to seal the deal. This is what the Lord, I believe he's leading me. Now, you got it already. We're going to seal the deal, and I'm going to put my hands on you in Jesus' name. And I'm going to speak a word of release over you, and that's going to seal the deal. See, Jesus spoke a word of release, then he sealed the deal when he put his hands on him. He sealed that healing with his name, with his presence, with his power. Praise God. So while she's singing, I want you to listen to these words. And if you want me to speak that word of release over you, I want you to get up and come down here while she's singing. And I want you to be thanking God while you come, praising him and thanking him that this is your time today. This is the end of infirmity. That spirit got to go. And you come dedicating yourself to God to serve him. Somebody standing in front of you, would you move back a little bit? Just move back and don't, let's just have one line, okay? Because I'm going to lay hands on everybody. We're going to seal the deal. Hallelujah. Now, you got to already be to receive this. You got to already say, Lord, I got it. I thank you for it. With hands laid on me, the deal going to be sealed. I'm free. I'm walking out of here free from that. Pray over you alone. Bless the Lord lead me. I'm just going to lay hands on you and speak a word of release. Just think about that song right there. Nothing too hard for him.
A wave of your hand can command the seas to hold their into your capable days. I don't have to
the name of Jesus. Release in the name of Jesus. Release in the name of Jesus. Release in the name of Jesus. Release that infirmity. Come out of her. You heard it. Yes, I said it. And I said it in Jesus' name. Loose her. Completely. In the name of Jesus.
Listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100, or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.